welcome Chris Scott of Radio Resistance, a monthly show on Off the Hour focusing on the struggles of the Haitian people. And Chris will be bringing us an interview with the Black Coalition of Quebec. Over to you, Chris.
It's hard to find words. It's really a disaster of unspeakable biblical proportions. I mean, all the major symbols of the Haitian state and the Haitian capital really are broken. The National Cathedral has been destroyed. The presidential palace, the symbol of the Haitian Revolution, really is in ruins. We've been seeing all that in the news, and really we have to ask, is this a chronicle of a death foretold? Is this a completely natural disaster? We're hearing from Democracy Now! That infrastructure is really impeding the recovery effort. I mean, earthquakes happen. This is the strongest earthquake Haiti has felt in 200 years. But we have to ask ourselves, if the country had been allowed, if the country had been in an economic position to invest in roads, invest in basic rescue infrastructure to stand by for hurricanes or disasters like this, what would the situation be now? How much better would it be? Perhaps the death toll would have been only half of what it's now going to be. We know that every time the Haitian state and the Haitian people have come together and determined what their priorities are, whenever they've been given a chance and listened to, they've said, we want to invest in roads, we want to invest in schools, in hospitals, in healthcare, and the basic building blocks needed to put the country forward. And we know that Haiti has been under foreign occupation several times in the 20th century. In 2004, Haiti's elected government was overthrown, and the country's been patrolled by UN peacekeepers since then. And we really find a situation where every time the international community comes in, they're very authoritarian. They say what Haiti needs is security. What Haiti needs, where all those development dollars that we hear about being poured into Haiti going, where they need to go is in building more police stations. And that's what we're being told. And that's what the international community has been spending all its money on for the last 6 years. And some of those hundreds of millions of dollars that went into building a new police academy, if they had gone into hurricane or disaster relief efforts or building roads so that relief could get from neighboring countries into Haiti that much sooner, I think we would have seen the death toll would have been dramatically less. So this idea of emphasizing security and everything has really costed lives. And that's what we're going to be exploring over the next next few weeks, unfortunately, as the death toll really becomes clear and as the cost of this becomes clear. I did want to go, though. We have two guests in the studio, or two guests we'll be talking to today. We have Eve Engler, a long-standing activist with Haiti Action Montreal, who joins us in the studio. He'll be speaking in just a few minutes. And we also have on the line a long-standing pillar of the Black community in Montreal, Mr. Dan Fillet of the Black Coalition of Quebec. He'll be speaking with us right now. Mr. Fillet, are you on the line? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay. Can you tell us, sir, quickly, what does this latest disaster in Haiti mean for the Black community of Montreal and for the Haitian diaspora specifically? How is it being felt and lived here in Montreal?
Well, the Black community in general is traumatized by this situation. The type of disaster we have seen, it is unspeakable, and I am calling on all our community and the population at large to do something about helping the situation in Haiti. Mm-hmm. Our offices will be open tomorrow, Sunday, at between 2 and 5 p.m. to collect goods from people. But basically what is needed now is money, and the money should be written to the Red Cross. But if someone has $5, $2, if they come to the office, we'll give them a receipt. The following day, the money will reach the Red Cross. The need is now, and the need is urgent. So I'm asking everyone, if even it's $5, we should all contribute to relieve the people from the sufferings of Haiti.
I understand. We're certainly going to be repeating some numbers and ways of getting in touch with your office and others throughout the show. I wanted to ask you, Haiti was hit by four hurricanes in 2008. We know the infrastructure was very shaky to begin with. Did you see this? I mean, as an observer, did you see this happening?
Certainly I didn't see this, and I don't think anybody foresaw that. Mm-hmm. But what has been done is that throughout these disasters, the Black Coalition and its members have always contributed to see that people are helped. As you indicated, Haiti has been occupied. Haiti has not been allowed to have the privilege of independence, so to speak. And those who occupy it always decide what is good for it, instead of the Haitians themselves. And we have seen the trauma, the difficulties, and the problems Haiti faces. But away from all that, it is our commitment to see what we can do in order to relieve Haiti from, relieve the people of their problems. And what is more difficult is that the people who are there and other parts of the world are not able to get communications with their family. And what we are seeing is that the infrastructure is all damaged or not adequate, and that we are trying to see what can be done in creating connections between the people of Haiti and Montreal to see what assistance can be given in them finding families who may be missing.
I wanted to ask you, sir, the Canadian government, I believe, has pledged $5 million in aid, and I believe has decided to mobilize DART, the disaster response team. Has the Canadian government's response so far been appropriate? Would you ask for something else?
The question of $5 million is very inadequate. I was at a conference with Lawrence Cannon and yesterday, and what he said is that he will match the contributions with what the Canadians give. Canadians have already donated, I think, some $3 million, and this is far from what is needed in order to help Haiti. And what is evident is that soon after the big help is given, that Haiti will be left to itself. Haiti needs a type of support that would last 5-10 years so that it can come out from this very troubling situation.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, looking into the future, aside from the question of actual money, would you like to see other changes in Canadian foreign policy that you think would be necessary in the aftermath?
Well, absolutely necessary is the question of having people who have families in Haiti who are stricken from this situation to be able to bring in these people into Canada and Quebec so that they can be assisted. That has been done in many cases where disaster has struck, and the disaster of Haiti is without doubt one of the heaviest that we have seen. So I hope that the government of Quebec and Canada act with some urgency so that the parents and people who have families and even organizations can sponsor people into bringing them into Quebec and Canada so that they can get some degree of relief.
Yeah, and you mentioned, sir, that your office is going to be collecting items for relief. Tell us the address of your office or how to get in touch with you?
It is 5201 Dikari. The number is 514-489-3830. And we have an office at the corner of Henri Bourassa and Lacordaire. And the people can also go there, but they can communicate with us and we will give them directives. I don't want to leave too many phone numbers.
Okay. Well, listen, sir, we'll certainly try to have you on the line as this drama unfolds. And my thoughts are with you and with all the Black community and the Haitian community in Montreal. And thank you for the efforts you are doing. And we'll certainly talk in the future.
It is I who must thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
And we were listening to Dan Fillet, spokesperson for the Black Coalition of Quebec, highlighting the relief effort that their office is undertaking to get relief supplies to the to the victims of the hurricane. Their office is on Dakary, and the phone number was just given if you want to call up or drop off donations in person.